Blog Talk
Praise
Radio.
The Lord. We are aware of you, Blog Talk, precious, precious people. And we certainly welcome you. This is the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention line. And we've come from every walk of life, every economic strata, every church affiliation and church denomination to come together to give God praise and adoration. Oh, thank you so much for being here. I want y'all to wake up. We're getting ready to pray. I want y'all to be a part of that prayer. I don't know if Ambassador Gail Smith is able to pray. I know she's at work. But if so, I certainly would love for her to pray this morning. In the name of Jesus. Anyone else who would desire to pray this morning, God bless you. God help you. Let's check and see. Ambassador Stitt, are you on the line? Can you pray this morning? All right. God bless all of you. Ambassador Hagen, I don't know if you are situated where you could pray this morning, but we would certainly love for you to pray also. Are either one of you precious ladies on the line this morning? Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, let's begin the prayer. Sister Coleman, Ambassador, can you pray this morning? All right. God bless you. Is everybody asleep this morning or working? All right. That's Pastor Geraldine Garnett. Are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
All right. Why don't you give us a prayer? Thank God for you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you this morning. Give me thanks on the praise, Lord. We ask you to forgive us for anything we did or said that wasn't pleasing to you. Lord, we just thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for this first fruit prayer line right now in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up Chief Ambassador Dr. Johnson and his family right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we lift up Bria, Lord. We validate that on every hand of the hurricane right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, let peace be over the world right now in the name of Jesus, God. We just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you.
But this is the day that the Lord has made. We just want to rejoice and be glad in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Fire us up even more, Lord. Help us right now in the name of Jesus, God. We listen to Bishop. Bishop Hagen and his family up right now in the name of Jesus. God, we speak a healing power over him and Lady Hagen right now in the name of Jesus, God. Keep their heart encouraged right now in the name of Jesus. We listen to the mother of the nation up right now in the name of Jesus. Bless her and her family, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let peace be over her and her family in Jesus' name, Lord. Everyone that's on this prayer line this morning, right now, in the name of Jesus, all over the world right now, in the name of Jesus, let the anointed flow, break yokes, deliver, and set free your peoples everywhere right now, in the name of Jesus, God. We just want to thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, everyone to take you for granted, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for compassion and concern about one another right now in the name of Jesus, God. And we just want to honor you and praise you and magnify you right now in Jesus' name. We forever give you the praise. Amen, amen. Amen.
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful. The Lord, we add to this prayer and ask you in the name of Jesus, everyone of these prayer warriors, ambassadors, and ambassadors elect, and just the people who supported this prayer line, God, look on them. We ask that you touch them and help them. And all those persons on the East Coast who experience experiencing that hurricane. Look on Mother Britain, Lord. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus, help her, Lord. Let her be safe and all right. Look on Bria. Let her be safe and all right. And anybody else who's been a part of this prayer line, we pray for them and everybody. On that East Coast, God, touch them, help them, bless them, and protect them, we pray. In Jesus' name. God, look on Bishop and Dr. Julie Hagan, there who are in California. Amen. Out there where they close. We ask that you look on them and protect them in the name of Jesus. All the people in California, God, help them, help them, help. We're calling on you because we know you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. Help, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Protect through the hurricane. Protect through the earthquake. God, we're not too concerned about anything because we know that in the hands of the Lord there's safety. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Bless. Oh God, bless, bless, bless. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. We give you glory, we give you adoration, and we give you praise. Thank you for what you've done, God. Now, we're asking you to look on those who are less fortunate, who need to hear from you today, Lord. They don't have food, some don't have the proper clothing. Some don't have the proper roof over their head. And they need to hear from you, God. We know that you're on time, God. Thank you, Sister Bay. You're on time, God. Yes, you are. Bless your holy name. And we pray for those in prison, that you will open the prison doors for those who are innocent. And those who you have pardoned, please open the prison doors and set them free and help them to do the right thing, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, Lord, we pray for the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Well, God, that you give us an ultra-awesome convention in 2017. Show me that we will walk, first of all, crawl, and then walk. And then you would let something spectacular happen, and we would run and not be weary and walk and not faint. I'm asking in the name of Jesus, Lord. Let it be so. Bless the Fresh Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Even those who have tried to come against it, God, let it stand. Let it be blessed. And let it be a blessing to people all over the world. Promulgating, Lord, that we ought to thank him 1,000 times, giving him billions. God, giving you billions, billions of praises. And we just thank you for it in the name of Jesus. God, thank you for the assignment to help people to know how good you've been to them. And Lord, to substantiate that. You deserve billions on billions of praises. We try our best to give them to you. Even on the blog every night, there's 195 different nations join us, giving you billions of praises. What a mighty God we serve, and what a deserving God we serve. We praise you. We glory in you. We give you all the adoration and all the praise. And the glory is thine. The glory of God being revealed through this prayer line. Thank you for it. We bless your holy name. Oh, God, thank you again and again and again and again for all that you do and for all that you're going to do. We thank you, thank you, thank you. Yeah. Help the people to realize how good you have been to them. My. Help us to realize, oh you are the one who gives us breath every morning. Thank you for it. Sure. My God. Wow. While we were asleep, that you allowed us to breathe 1,000 times, God. Actually, about 1,200. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. God, help us to realize that it's a wonderful wonder in the process of exhaling and inhaling in these lungs. Oh, God, thank you, thank you. One part of the physiological respiration required to sustain life. And you did it, God. Oh, God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Huh? Thank you, Lord. I've blessed these people in a great way. Thank God. Oh, amen. Amen and amen. God bless all of you this morning. Good morning to y'all. Are y'all awake? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Amen. Some of y'all are just now getting it. Amen. Can we speak again? And it makes me feel better when somebody speaks back to me. Good morning to you, everybody. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Amen. Amen. Y'all sound like, amen, y'all need a wake up here this morning. Shake them, Lord. Amen. Give them a wake up. Let's everybody speak to the Lord this morning. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Amen.
Morning.
Amen. He woke you up this morning, did he? Those who are awake, let's, good morning, Lord. Amen. Let's try it again. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord. Good morning, Lord.
God, thank you so much. I think I heard Mother Britt's voice. Are you there, Mother Britt?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, tell me what's happening out there in North Carolina.
Well, we haven't got it yet.
Thank God.
We haven't got the storm yet.
Mm.
So they're looking for, but we trust the Lord that they would pass by.
Amen.
They will go over, you know what I mean? They won't come this way.
Thank God, Mother.
Y'all keep us in prayer that will happen.
Well, let's join prayer with her. You heard Mother loosen that on this earth. She's trusting the Lord that he'll pass by her. Amen. What we going to do? Are we going to join our faith with her or just let her stand by herself?
We want to join with her.
Amen. Why don't we pray for her? I'm up on the line. You know, she's out there with that hurricane out there on the East Coast. Let's join with her and let's pray for her. I won't let that
matter. Ambassador Johnson, this is Mother Stard. My grandson, they had to leave the whole city of Daytona Beach, Florida. He's on another side of Florida. And in Miami, it's hitting very hard there because they're right at the storm area. But my grandson is in a whole different part of Florida. They had to leave out of Daytona Beach, Florida, all together, everybody. So I thank God that there were family members that got him and everything. So I still want to keep them up in prayer because there are people and students of the university. They everywhere.
Mm-hmm. My God, we certainly will keep Tyler up in prayer. Anybody else have a loved one down there on the East Coast, around Miami, Florida, in Florida, Daytona Beach? Anybody else? Okay, who is that now? Give us that name again.
This is Peter. I don't know exactly where they are down there. I don't know what they are down there somewhere, but I don't know exactly where they are.
All right. We'll pray for them too.
Also, Lady Guy, but I'm not sure what part of Florida.
She sure is down there. All right. Let's pray for them. Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Father, you know where Lady Guy is. You know where Tyler is. You know where Bria is, God. You know where Ambassador Peterson's folks are. And everybody else who has people on that East Coast, that hurricane. Oh, God, you're over all hurricanes. You made water. Oh, God, all you got to do is say back up, and it will back up. The British up there in North Carolina and believing that it's going to back up. It's going to go around her. It's not going to go there. I'm joining my faith with her in the name of Jesus and asking you, God, we're not telling you nothing. We never want to do anything like that. But you said that we can ask and it shall be given.
Yes, Lord.
We don't want to pray against your will, but we are asking you. And you said if any two of us shall agree on earth as touching anything that we shall ask, it shall be done for us of the Father.
Yes, sir.
Here's Mother Britt. Here's me. Here's Ambassador Stern. Here I am. Here's Ambassador Peterson. Here I am.
Yes, Lord.
Here's Bria. Here I am.
Yes, Lord.
Here's Tyler. Here I am. We too, God, we're joining together and touching this hurricane.
Yes,
and we're asking that he would protect all of our people in the name of Jesus.
Okay.
On Lady Guy. Here she is, here I am. Two of us agree that you'll protect them. Those who agree that you'll let it pass around them and go around them. We're agreeing, God, that you can do that too.
Yes, Lord.
Touch. Speak. Oh, God. Let the hurricane not any type of damage to our people. And just people on the East Coast, period. We're not going to be selfish, just our people. But we're praying for all people down there.
Yes, Lord.
That you would protect them. In the name, oh my God, of Jesus. And God Jehovah, even you, for your protection in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Oh God, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Yes,
look on Lady Guy, look on Tyler. Look on Mother Peterson's people.
Yes,
look
Lord.
Look on Bria now.
Yes,
please, Lord.
Give protection in the name of Jesus. You able? God, you able.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, we serve a God who is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask and think. I'm asking you to send the protection in Jesus' name. Then, Lord, go down where the Hagans are in California with all those earthquakes. God, protect them, too.
Please, Lord.
And these are people who get up and praise you every morning. These are people who are connected to loved ones who are on this line who get up and praise you every morning.
Yes, Lord.
God, send the protection. In Jesus' name. Thank you for it.
Thank you, Lord.
Now, Lord, bless.
Yes, Lord.
We'll give you the praise and adoration. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Let's join in, everybody. We haven't given God what he's looking for. All that praise. Don't be so selfish.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come
thank
on,
you,
let's
Lord.
Praise
thank
you right now.
Thank you, Lord.
and breathe correctly is a wonderful privilege. I never forget every day when I had that asthma. It's just a restriction. It's a restriction on your lungs, folks. And if you don't have that restriction, you need to open your mouth and tell the Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Kindness to you.
Thank you.
Because you don't want it. Believe me, you do not want any type of lung restriction, COPD, emphysema, asthma, any type of lung restriction. Any type of restriction on your lungs. It's a privilege if you don't have it. Wake up and thank him for helping you to breathe without restrictions on your lungs. Oh, my God. You don't realize what the Lord has done for you. Thank God for it. Anybody want to testify? Give us a praise report about what the Lord has done for you in any area. Whatever he's done for you, let's hear it. I'm opening the line up this morning for praise reports of what God has done. Real, come on, I'll take two or three, maybe four. Jump in there right now. Anybody?
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Johnson in Texas. I praise the Lord on this morning for my life, health, and strength. Thank God for the activities of my limbs, and I thank God for being clothed in my right mind. Truly, God is a good God, and I'm so glad that I serve him on today. I do honor you, Chief Ambassador Johnson, and to each and every one on the line this morning. I just praise God because he keeps on doing great things for me. He keeps making ways over and over again, opening doors for me that seem to be closed, but God makes the way. I just praise God because he is my everything. You know, just so many things, sometimes you just don't know which one to pick. But I just thank God for all that he's done. He's answered so many prayers. I was just saying how things had just began to happen after the death of my mother. The funeral and everything just went through just great. God did just what we asked him to do. But then after a while, it looked like things started happening. And I know the tactics of the enemy. But I praise God because I serve a true and a living God. And he has been able to, he has unfolded so many things as I ask for prayer, ask for strength, and God keeps doing it for me. And I just praise him, and I'm asking you all to continue to pray for me. Thank God for touching my husband over and over again. He just gained strength. Things may happen, but then God comes in and touches him. He is a miracle-working God. Continue to pray for me.
My. Thank you so much. And as much as God has done, excuse me, as much as God has done for every one of y'all, we ought to have 4, 5, 10 people trying to get in at the same time. The way God fixed things for you, you ask him to fix something just the other day, and he fixed it.
Oh,
amen. You all have a praise report. I'm going to open the line one more time. Maybe I'll take that back 2 or 3 more times. If you got a praise report, a testimony about what God did for you, the line is open to you. Amen. It's open.
We can go for peace. I just thank God for more. I thank God for being so good to our cousin because he's been keeping me in that time. But he's clear that I didn't need to do all these things. And I continue to talk and praise yesterday and let me do the broadcast yesterday and last night. And I just thank and praise God. And I'm trying to today let me be able to continue to do things today that I desire to do. I had a lot of problems a couple days ago. I could not walk because my leg is giving me too much time, but I tell you, praise God. I don't have all that pain in my leg to let you know something. I thank and praise him for that.
Thank you. All right, I'll take a couple more. The line is open to you. Anybody else?
Thank the Lord. This is area code 708, Mother Digby. I thank and praise the Lord for all of his goodness to me. I thank the Lord for this prayer line, giving honor to God and to Dr. Johnson and to everyone that is on the line. I thank the Lord for all of his goodness to me. The Lord is good, and he is worthy to be praised. I thank him for how he healed my body so many times. I thank him for how he healed me from acid reflux and from migraine headaches. I thank God for that. I thank him for the other day how God had given Dr. Johnson to tell us to put 3 drops of blessed oil into some water and drink it. And I want to say my son has been having breathing problems. They don't say he has asthma, but the doctor said his heart is weak, but it's good. I don't understand that, but I thank God for it. And I want to say I gave him that, put 3 drops of blessed oil in water, and he drank it, and he hadn't had that since. And I thank and praise God. I thank God for a small victory. God has done so many great things in my life. I can't tell it all, but I'm really, really, really thankful. God is good, and I'm just desiring the more of God that the Lord come into my life, the more, and keep doing great things for me. And I praise the Lord for each and every one of you, and I praise the Lord for this prayer line.
Thank you, Mother. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Ah, be on here, and the way God fixed that thing for you, and you not say anything. I'll open up the line for one more. Anybody else want to give God a praise report? I give the line a praise report of what the Lord did for you. The line is open to you.
Good morning, God. Thank you, God.
We hear you a little bit, Brother Britt. No, not really. There we go. There we are. Be back and forth a little bit. Shake that phone, Mother.
Okay. I want to say thank God. Yesterday I was
You're not really coming through, Mother Britt.
How about now?
Now you're coming through.
Yeah, I was driving, and when I got to the parking lot in Walmart, my car, the thing broke, and all my antifreeze went out on me. I had to call AAA to get the car back home. And I want to let you know, my friend that worked on me, he come last night and fixed that car and put that part on there. And I just thank God for that, because he didn't have to do it. But I thank God. That's what all your prayers going for. We pray, and God always opens up our heart to come to help us when we're in need. And I thank God for that.
I call that favor, Mother.
That's
you mean
favor.
The man came to your house and fixed your car for you?
Yeah, last night.
And all that antifreeze and run out of something like that?
In Walmart.
That's favor, huh?
Yeah, when it happened, I was in Walmart parking lot.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the Lord giving you favor.
Mm-hmm.
I know y'all can see that's favor.
That's
amen.
Favor.
Thank you, Lord. See, the way you have to realize that favor and that miracle is to imagine that you were at Walmart last night. You, put your name there.
Mm-hmm.
You were at Walmart last night, and all of a sudden, while you were there, you came out and somehow noticed that water was running out of your car, and all your antifreeze leaked out. And God bless you to make it home. That's favor.
Mm-hmm.
Then he sent somebody to your house to fix your car,
mm-hmm,
and gave you favor.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Some of y'all ought to be thanking God for what he did for you. Amen.
Amen.
I see it, Brother Britt, and that was a great, great blessing from the Lord, a miracle.
Amen.
He didn't want you to do nothing. But did you get out of the car, Brother Britt, and work on the car?
No.
Of course you didn't. Amen. Did you raise the hood and get under there and try to fix something in there?
No, I didn't.
And what did you do, Mother Britt?
I had to call. Like I said, I had to call AAA to get me home.
Okay. So all you did was kind of made a phone call and kind of sit down and waited till they fixed your car and what?
The AAA brought my car to the house, and I called the man, mechanic, that helped me out. And he said I'll be over there by 7:30. So last night he came and picked me.
That's a praise. Thank
you. It was a blessing.
Mm-hmm. What a praise. So thank God for blessing you. Miracle.
Amen.
Lord, thank you, Jesus. Huh? All right. God bless you. Let me get one more praise report. Amen. Somebody who wants to praise him. You got to praise him what he did for you. Is there anybody else that God has blessed and you willing to tell how he blessed you? The line is open to you. Just one more. Just one more. Just one more. Amen. What has he done for you? Amen. Amen. Anybody else? All right. God bless you. What has he done for you? Sister Scott, what has he done for you? Amen. Let's go down there. Let's go down there. New York, Sister Williams. Sister Jennifer, what has he done for you? Sister Gray, what has he done for you? Amen. Mm-hmm. And one of y'all, tell me. All right.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
This is 816. I am very grateful. Very, very grateful for what God has done for me. My son's, I told you guys about my son's tooth a month ago. His wire came out on Monday. I was not on the line yesterday. His wire came out of his tooth, the school called. And the front of his tooth, which is his permanent tooth, something got stuck in the tooth and he was trying to get it out, something from lunch. So his wire came out. So the school called us. Me and my husband had to go up to the school, and I had to be there for work, because I actually work at the school. And my husband had taken to the orthodontist. They were able to put the wire back in. Thank you, Jesus. And the tooth is fine. He is fine. He's 8 years old. Thank you, Jesus. And they were able to put the wire brace back in. These are the two front teeth in the front of his mouth. I just thank God so much. But, yes, I am very grateful, 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 grateful.
Amen.
That wire is back in his mouth. We are on, this is October, so this is the third month for this wire that has been in his mouth since the summer, on to September, October. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I am grateful. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. That front wire is back in. It's going across the front. It's a silver wire that is going across the front of his mouth. Matter of fact, he is right here. Let me let him tell you himself. Angela, the wire is back there.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to say thank you, Jesus, that the wire came in and that my teeth came out and they put it back in. And thank you, Jesus.
All right. Back to your hands, Pastor.
Oh, what a name. How beautiful that was.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, say it one more time.
My name is Angela.
I forgot Sister Sheila. I mean, Sister Shauna. God bless him. I know he's happy, and we certainly welcome. Thank
yes,
you. So much.
Yes.
God bless you. All right. Let's go to our prayer request this morning. Just like God honored him, he has no respect for person. Going through a storm. You need help right now. We're pausing on this prayer line to get your prayer request so we can pray for you. The line is open to you. Somebody take those prayer requests for us this morning. Do I have a volunteer anywhere? I know they're doing kind of slow this morning, but I I want to help you. I appreciate it. Right, the line's open for prayer requests. Let's have them. Anybody with a prayer request?
I can start off taking the first two prayer requests. Separate them off if anybody wants to begin. This is Ambassador Charlotte Gray, who has the first prayer request.
This is a piece of it. It's pretty good. The rain stand and it was the chief lazy mother on yesterday. And it wasn't a very nice song.
What did you say? The
women in the rain stand.
I have Lorraine's family. They lost their mother and the Redmond family.
They lost their son.
They lost their son. Good morning, Mother Peterson. Good to hear your voice.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm pretty grateful. I have Mother Peterson. I'm going to also add you. Always praying for you, Mother. Okay, and I have her two prayer requests. Is there anyone else?
Yes, this is a Mother Britt. Can you hear me?
Good morning, Mother Britt. I can, young lady.
Yeah.
How are
I'm
you?
I'm calling from my daughter called me last night from Philadelphia. Her friend is in the hospital. She has blood clots in her lungs. And last year she lost her daughter. Her daughter got killed in an accident. And she took over her grandchildren to raise her children. But now she's sick. And she's going through a lot. And she called me last night. That's what I put her on the prayer line. Her name is Kathy.
Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy. Will you please put her on the prayer line? Because she want to be able to go, but also she can help take care of her grandchildren.
It's charity. And she takes care of all of her grandchildren.
Yeah, she takes care of her grandchildren. But now she's in the hospital, and she got them blood clots in her lungs.
Absolutely, Mother Brent. Heavenly Father, as I approach the throne of grace, Lord Jesus, Father, I'm just a humble vessel, Lord, asking for forgiveness, Lord, even before I even humbly come before you praying, Lord. Lord, you know my heart, God. Lord, I just ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, to these two vessels, Father, that are interceding for someone else, God. I ask you, Lord Jesus, that you look on Lorraine, Father, Lord Jesus, God. Lord, I ask you that you touch this family, Father. Lord, Mother Peterson, Lord, is coming before, Lord Jesus, God. I ask you to look on that from that family lost their mother, the children lost their mother, Father. Lord, I ask you to look on the Redmond family, Father. In the name of Jesus, God. She's also interceding for that family, Father. Lord, I ask you to look on Mother Peterson, Lord Jesus. Whatever special prayer request, Lord, that she is praying. God, these both of these families are in dire need, calling out. Lord, I can hear the groan in her voice, Father. And she's always interceding, God, for others, Lord. Look on Mother Peterson. The cry of children, Lord Jesus, God, that are losing mothers and fathers, Lord, you're calling people home, God. Lord, I thank you, Lord Jesus, God. I'm a mother myself, Father. Lord, I ask you, Lord Jesus, God, that you look on Mother Britt, Lord, another mother, Lord. Jesus, these are our senior mothers, Lord, that are interceding for young mothers, Father. She's asking for prayer for charity who has taken on children, Lord Jesus, grandchildren, Lord. Now she's in the hospital, God. Lord, I ask you to look on the hospital people that are taking care of her, God. She has blood clots, I believe she said, in her lungs, God.
Yes,
Lord, now she needs prayer, Father. She needs you, God. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord Jesus, God, that we can intercede on this line one for another, God, Lord. Lord, we call on the name of Jesus. No other help that we know, God. Lord, I ask you, Lord Jesus, God, to strengthen, Lord Jesus, God. Lord, I just thank you that we can all pray one for another, God. Lord, we just lift up our hands one for another. God, as my hand is lifted, Lord Jesus, God, yes. I'm just standing in the gap, Lord, as a vessel, Lord, a praying vessel, God, asking you, Lord Jesus, God, to put all of our prayer requests aside, Lord Jesus, that we lift up these families, God, that are presented before you right now, God. Yes, Lord, we have needs, God. Yes, Lord, we have prayer requests, God, but right now these three prayer requests, God, we are putting up right now, Father, Lord Jesus. These three families are in the name of Jesus. We're presenting them before you, God, Lord Jesus. Look on these hearts of these people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I thank you, Father, for what you're doing, God. Thank you for First Fruit Prayer Line, Lord Jesus, God. That's up before you daily, Lord. That's up before you, Lord. You can remember our Chief Ambassador and his family, God. His grandchildren, Lord Jesus, God. Lord, if you can remember his staff, Lord Jesus, God. His church, Father.